Emily Score, CEO.
We're here at the National FFA Convention. Tell me a little bit about how it has been going and how your panel was.
As always, it has been a fantastic experience. One of the highlights of my year truly is coming to Indianapolis for the convention. And I had the opportunity to speak on a panel this morning about advocacy and literacy and the importance of FFA has a model in terms of how to develop an advocacy campaign and how to implement it. And we talked about how that works in real life. Hopefully, we offered some good advice based on our own experiences, and the crowd was very engaged. It was really fun.
And you've been at FFA conventions before. Why is that something you're involved with, and what do you like about being able to talk with students?
Honestly, and this is something that from a business perspective, as I talk to other businesses and entities that are sponsors of FFA, when you talk to FFA students, it gives you this optimism and this enthusiasm truly about the next generation. I mean, we're talking to the next leaders and engaged citizens, and the students are so impressive. They're so fun to talk with. I mean, I'm talking with 11-year-olds and 16-year-olds, and they're articulate, and they're interested, and they're doing things, and they're part of a community. And so, quite simply, the fact that we can invest in these students who are going to be leaders, if they're working in agriculture and if they aren't working in agriculture, they will be agricultural advocates, and that's worth gold.
Switching gears to E15, you've been advocating for year-round sales of E15 for a while now. What is it like to finally see that come from Trump?
It feels terrific, and I'm thrilled the president's going to be here Saturday, and hopefully he'll talk about ethanol, perhaps. It's wonderful. I mean, this is something that it is, the ability to purchase higher blends of ethanol like E15 year-round, it's good for the farmer, it's good for business, it's good for the American consumer, because we know that fuel with ethanol, it's better for the environment, it's cleaner burning, it's good for the engine, it's got a little bit more of that horsepower, and it saves consumers 5 to 10 cents per gallon, and you can't beat that. I mean, it's just a better value product. So we're thrilled to have the president's support, and we look forward to working with EPA as the agency that's going to now see the rulemaking through. So we'll be working with them in the months ahead.
How will this benefit corn farmers?
Well, right now as a nation, our fuel has about 10% ethanol blend. And if over time we become a nation that consumes 15% ethanol and you've got nationwide adoption, that translates to more than 2 billion bushels of corn, of new corn demand every year. I mean, that is a significant impact on the corn farmer. We know that farmers are hurting right now, ag is hurting, and what we can provide is a market.
Some oil groups have said that they plan to try to do an injunction against this. Are you concerned about that, and what do you hope to see happen?
We're fully aware of it, and we're prepared, and I'm not concerned about it. We've got a terrific team of attorneys, and we know that EPA is prepared for this as well. It's actually very common for EPA rules to go into litigation, and we know that the law is on our side. And so we look forward to getting the rule in place. Our hope and the White House commitment is that this will be in place by next summer driving season, and we will do what we need to do to make sure that the rule withstands any type of legal scrutiny.
And anything else you would like to add in?
No, it's been really fun to be here, and I look forward to the rest of my visit.